You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Over what caused the crash of a Russian jetliner in Egypt over the weekend, Russian officials have declared there's no evidence the jet was struck by anything and appeared to have broken up on its own. Earlier today, though, an executive from the airline said the only reasonable explanation is an external influence. A group affiliated with ISIS claims it brought down the aircraft. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com.
Former U.S. Senator and Republican presidential hopeful Fred Thompson has passed away at the age of 73, the victim of lymphoma, John Clemens reports.
Besides his role in politics, Fred Thompson was a TV commercial spokesman and an actor for 5 years on Law and Order. He also was an actor appearing in Days of Thunder, Die Hard 2, as well as The Hunt for Red October. We last spoke with Fred Thompson about his role in the 2014 movie Persecuted. It was about the misuse of power by the government.
The government is a powerful institution, and people in it can do things for various purposes that sound good on their surface, that they want to do things for people. If they can do things for people, they can do things to people.
Fred Thompson, the victim of lymphoma, gone at the age of 73. I'm John Clemens.
Search teams may learn today whether the sunken ship found over the weekend is the El Faro. A Navy ship is in the waters off the Bahamas looking for the 790-foot container ship. Over the weekend, search teams say they found a wreck in more than 15,000 feet of water that matches the El Faro. The ship and its crew of 33 were lost in Hurricane Joaquin last month. Snoopy is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The famous Beagle will see his star placed next to the one belonging to Snoopy's creator, the late cartoonist Charles Schulz. Today's ceremony comes days before the release of the Peanuts movie, starring Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Linus, Peppermint Patty, and the rest of the Peanuts gang. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@huntington-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Huntington, buy local. Visit www.huntingtonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
To a different standard than her male counterparts.
There is nothing more threatening to the liberal media in general and to Hillary Clinton in particular than a conservative woman. So, of course, there's a double standard.
On Fox News Sunday, Carly Fiorina blasted the women who host The View for their criticism of her smile during last week's GOP debate. The former CEO suggested that a conservative woman like herself is a threat to progressives and therefore attacked more viciously. I'm Melody Burkett.
Flooding may have caused the deaths of five people in Texas. Three people died in Travis County when they were swept away by waters over the weekend. Authorities say one person was inside a car when it went over a flooded-out bridge on Saturday. The family of Inez Garcia says the 67-year-old was killed when waters took her away when they were trying to escape their home on Friday. The third man was found Friday afternoon. You're listening to USA Headline News.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Pro-Israel supporters gathered on a busy street corner in Memphis Sunday to show its support for Israel. USA's Russ Jones attended the rally and has this report.
Am Yisrael Chai!
Jews,
Am Yisrael Chai!
And Christians chant songs of support.
Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai!
Gathered in East Memphis Sunday in a symbol of solidarity for Israel. Moshe Hartog is in the U.S. as a Torah Mitzion volunteer, a group that works to create strong bonds to the state of Israel.
What I heard from people here that they're supporting Israel because they know that Israel is facing terror. It's not an Israeli problem. It's a world problem.
As the threat of ISIS grows, Hartog says the people of Israel, as well as Jews around the world, need to stand together.
It's not going to stop there unless the people in Israel will stand. And when the people here in America supporting Israel, it's giving power and it's giving force to the people in Israel.
In recent weeks, Israel has struggled to contain a wave of random stabbings and outbreaks of violence committed by Palestinians. In Memphis, I'm Russ Jones.
Today marks 15 years of human presence on the International Space Station. Since American astronaut Bill Shepard and two Russians came to the space station on November 2, 2000, more than 200 astronauts from 15 countries have visited. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@huntington-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Huntington, buy local. Visit www.huntingtonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
To a different standard than her male counterparts.
There is nothing more threatening to the liberal media in general and to Hillary Clinton in particular than a conservative woman. So, of course, there's a double standard.
On Fox News Sunday, Carly Fiorina blasted the women who host The View for their criticism of her smile during last week's GOP debate. The former CEO suggested that a conservative woman like herself is a threat to progressives and therefore attacked more viciously. I'm Melody Burkett.
Flooding may have caused the deaths of five people in Texas. Three people died in Travis County when they were swept away by waters over the weekend. Authorities say one person was inside a car when it went over a flooded-out bridge on Saturday. The family of Inez Garcia says the 67-year-old was killed when waters took her away when they were trying to escape their home on Friday. The third man was found Friday afternoon. You're listening to USA Headline News.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Pro-Israel supporters gathered on a busy street corner in Memphis Sunday to show its support for Israel. USA's Russ Jones attended the rally and has this report.
Am Yisrael Chai!
Jews.
Am Yisrael Chai!
And Christians chant songs of support.
Am Yisrael! Am Yisrael! Am Yisrael Chai!
Gathered in East Memphis Sunday in a symbol of solidarity for Israel. Moshe Hartog is in the U.S. as a Torah Mitzion volunteer, a group that works to create strong bonds to the state of Israel.
What I heard from people here that they're supporting Israel because they know that Israel is facing terror. It's not an Israeli problem. It's a world problem.
As the threat of ISIS grows, Hartog says the people of Israel, as well as Jews around the world, need to stand together.
It's not going to stop there unless the people in Israel will stand. And when the people here in America supporting Israel, it's giving power and it's giving force to the people in Israel.
In recent weeks, Israel has struggled to contain a wave of random stabbings and outbreaks of violence committed by Palestinians. In Memphis, I'm Russ Jones.
Today marks 15 years of human presence on the International Space Station. Since American astronaut Bill Shepard and two Russians came to the space station on November 2, 2000, more than 200 astronauts from 15 countries have visited. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 8:06. Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It is 46 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy skies and calm winds in Flemington. Partly to mostly cloudy today for November 2nd, 2015. A high around 65. Winds light and variable. Some clouds this evening will give way to mainly clear skies overnight. A low of 42. Winds light and variable. And sunny skies and a high of 72 on Tuesday. Doesn't look like November to me. Wednesday, sunny skies 74, cloudy on Thursday with a high of 71, chance of rain 40%. And on Friday, morning fog, then cloudy in the afternoon, a high again of 74. Saturday will be down to 63. How weird is that? Temperatures in our area, it's 50 in Raritan, 54 in the county complex, 52 in Alexandria, 53 in Phillipsburg. 47 in Tewksbury, 46 in Clinton Township, 46 in East Amwell, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
In a little cafe, just the other side. She belonged to Batman Jose, and I knew, yes,
Well, good morning, Huntington. Pixie here, coming live from the Hunt Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hill, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Huntington County, New Jersey. This is Jay and the Americans, Jay Black. It's his birthday today. All right, there you go. Let's look at traffic. First time in November. How about that for a change in clocks? Oh, yeah. Do you remember that? Somebody sent me a great fake movie trailer about daylight savings. Just marveled at how much effort was actually put into that. Check it out. It's on YouTube. So if you're already in work, an hour later than you thought you would be. Surprise. All right, let's see what we got. Incident on 78 eastbound in Clinton. Accident at exit 15. That happened at 6:37 this morning. Incident on Lamington Road in Tewksbury as of 6:41 this morning. Near County Route 517, I assume both of those have been taken care of. And as of 7:06, accident at 78 local lanes, westbound east of exit 48, New Jersey 24 west in Springfield. Left lane closed, 5 to 10 minute delay. All those are an hour or so longer ago, so I assume that they've all been taken care of. It's 8:10, so they are probably all over and done with, but you might proceed with some caution. Change in the clocks, change in the pattern of the sun, and therefore you might be experiencing that sun glare, and sun visors and sunglasses are needed again. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. At 8:30, we talk with Michelle Heide, find out what's going on with the markets. We wrapped up October, we're moving on to November, and we'll find out what's going to happen with Al War. We're on at 8:40, Business with Al. Al gives us information about local businesses that you'd like to learn about. He does that as an independent columnist of the Hunter County Democrat and kind of gives us more detail in the article that comes out. At 10 o'clock, it's the Rotary Hour. Megan Jones-Holt has been making the news as the executive director of the Flemington Bid, but she's also the past district governor of Rotary, Local 7510, and she brings all sorts of information about what it's like to be a Rotarian, and the oldest community service organization in the world. Chef Bill's Table is on at 11. Bill Kinslow brings us information about Jake's recipes, tips, tricks, advice, kitchen information. He also teaches a class over at Polytech, and he runs the cafe over there in the second half of the year. Bill brings us all that information and Chef Bill's Table at 11. In the Aisles with Sue is on from noon to 1. Sue Lang Supinar talks about the weekly review of healthy foods in the aisles at ShopRite. She brings all that information to us every lunchtime at Monday. Mental Health Matters, Larry Cartwright is on 2 to 3, helping us understand advice for people with brain injuries and mental illness. From NAMI of Hunterdon, Larry Cartwright brings all that expertise and his guests. Hunterdon Medical Center on the Air is on from 3 to 4. Chris Phelan and Larry Cartwright share the co-hosting duties of Hunterdon Medical Center, and they bring on people, programs, and all the different opportunities that are taking place over there at Hunterdon Medical Center. Hot and Hunterdon and Georgine Trinkle is on giving us viewpoints on the topics that are making the headlines in Hunterdon. And then Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. It's a girls' night here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio with Ruth Ann. Ruth tells us that she is going to have a girlfriend's reunion. She's going to be sharing the hour with two gals that used to attend classes with in public school who went on to homeschool their own kids. And when we get call-ins, who knows who else will show up to talk about the challenges and triumphs of grading your children's homework. Tune in at 5 Eastern Time on Hunter Chamber Radio to listen to Ruth Ann Brown and all of her friends there on Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to or learn about and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a moment.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntingchamber.org.
me got a wish on me mind. It is the chocolate chip kind.
All right, the Cookie Monster helped me with BrownieLocks.com. Celebration observances for the month, bite. Weekend
me spell
day.
Me it out black and white. Me look at you and me see. You like an elf in a tree.
Let's see what we got.
Cookie showing and me hunger growing. Let's
adopt a senior pet month. We'll it's adopt a turkey month. It. American and National Day of Beaties Month, American Indian Heritage Month, Aviation History Month, Banana Pudding Lovers Month, Diabetic Eye Disease Month, Epilepsy Awareness Month, Family Stories Month, Gluten-Free Diet Awareness Month, Historic Bridge Awareness Month, we got tons of those, Lung Cancer Awareness Month, at the Medical Center on the Air today, Manatee Awareness Month, Movember, or Movember, MADS Taiwan On for Safety Holiday Campaign, Military Family Appreciation Month, National Adoption Month. Start the national ones for today, for this week, National Fig Week, National Patient Accessibility Week, World Community Communications Week, National Farm Toy Show Days. And for today,
cookie showing and me hunger growing.
It is All Souls Day.
We'll start this snack going, baby.
Phil R. Staplers Day, Job Action Day, International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists, Plan Your Epitaph Day, remember I keep talking about legacy, and it's Cookie Monster Day. Oh, I love celebrating Cookie Monster Day.
And this is crazy, but you got cookies, so share it maybe, pie and ice cream. It no faze me, but you got cookie, so share it, baby, before you came into me like this is so bad.
Put a smile on your face.
Watch your mother go, say, watch your mother go.
Put a smile on your face. Make the world a better place. Put a smile on your face.
Watch your mother go, say, watch your mother go.
All right, vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The Emily Cummins of NJ.com reports on the 31st that Flemington Fresh brand vision revealed for the borough. So here's the update on the announcements that were made last Friday. Healthy, creative, and playful living. That's the new brand for Flemington Borough. Tourism advisor Roger Brooks told residents, business owners, and local officials on Friday morning. By promising a playful, engaging, and creative experience, while enjoying New Jersey's healthiest community, Flemington can draw in millennials and other demographics by focusing on the best parts of the borough downtown while bringing in new features. Brooks, chief executive officer of Roger Brooks International, was hired by the BID on December 2014 for $92,500 to guide the borough, quote, in an effort to develop a brand that will set it apart from other towns and attract visitors. Since then, he has informed the borough of its unrealized potential and asked for input from the public, resulting in more than 1,200 survey responses that directly shaped the brand vision, he said. In marketing this new brand, Brooks suggests the phrase Flemington Fresh. Two major projects he sees for the borough include a year-round, all-weather public market similar to the Chelsea Market in Manhattan and a public plaza that could host a variety of planned activities. Discussing the product of Flemington, Brooks said that art, culture, and food are present, but the borough needs to add a nightlife aspects, interactive public art, beautification, and affordable housing. Quote, I think Flemington has been dying for something to happen here, and this is a good chance for people to get behind something and get that good energy that we need. Restaurant owner and Union Hotel co-owner Matt McPherson said, reacting to the presentation, stating that a central gathering spot is vital to Flemington going forward, McPherson said that the market could be used for a beer festival or any local organizations looking to host an event. I absolutely love the idea. It fits what we've excelled in already, said Councilman Joey Novick. You take all the parts, put them together into one unit, and you get something great. Commending the BID for organizing 50 nights of events, Brooks said that additional venues that could add up to 200 days of events would serve as a constant draw for people in the surrounding areas. Quote, we've seen these before, but a farmer's market works best when it's in the country, he said, referring to Hunterdon's rural charm. The best brands are built on things you already have. Now Brooks will spend the next 60 to 90 days with the new branding committee developing an action plan and to-do list that determines where things would go and how much the plan's implementation would cost. That doesn't mean that nothing happens in between, and we're getting first set of recommendations next week, Brooks said in an interview following his presentation. As for the bid, Brooks said it's important to get its budget passed by the borough council ahead of any changes. He added that the budget may be revised based on the plan. As a member of the bid's board of trustees, Novick said he agreed the bid may have to refocus on where money is being spent. The bid will have to take a very hard look at rebudgeting, he said, adding that it should continue to go after grants and investors. The very first thing to be done, Brooks said, is to create a very best of Flemington brochure highlighting businesses and services. The branding committee would then revisit the plan monthly. As Brooks said, his team remains directly involved in the progress for the next 6 months. This is a plan that sits on your desk, not on a shelf, he said. Brooks' fee, along with almost all the bid budget, is funded by a special property tax on all commercial real estate and large apartment buildings in Flemington. The 2016 bid budget will be presented at a special council meeting on Monday, November 9th at 7:30 p.m. Well, that's wonderful. They have a great vision, and that's great. And sounds like everybody's very excited. But here's where the real hard part comes. The real hard part of this is to actually get people behind it. Everybody talks. A lot of talking going on. But what's going to happen now is that we're going to start to have bickering. It always happens. It happens all the time. And we're going to see whether we can get enough people behind it to move in the right direction. That's when the rubber meets the road. We've had plenty of announcements. We've had plenty of strategic plans. But what has to happen next is support. And it's going to require the people to get together, all the different factions, and decide on doing something. Yes, in fact, there might be some wrong roads. There might be some wrong paths. But what has to be done is first take a shot at doing something. And then after that, making adjustments. And that's why a plan being on a desk is the right choice, because there will be times when what has been chosen is not going to work well and you're going to have to make some revisions. And that should not be the downfall of the plan. That should be the beginning of the plan, because when you do make a mistake, you simply move away from it and go on to the next thing. But to continue to just talk about it gets us nowhere. Looking forward to seeing the results of this and seeing the next 60 to 90 days. We'll talk more about it as we start to see it. And that's all vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you.
These are celebrity birthdays from famous The Old Disc Jockey Almanac. We have Brandon Suhu. He's 20, from Tropic Thunder. Actor and singer of Big Time Rush, Kendall Schmidt, is 25. Shall We Dance, Tamara Hope, 31. Ginger Snaps, Catherine Isabella, is 34. Eagle Eye, Brittany Ishibashi, is 35. Devil's Do, Vanessa Ray, 35, actress and American Mary. Just lost my page. Sorry about that. All right, where were we? Actress in Devil's Due, Vanessa Ray. Actress in American Mary, Tristan Risk, is 35. A Dr. Quinn medicine woman, Erica Flores, is 36. Jurassic Park's Whit Hertford is 37. Crossing Lines, Gabriella Peschen, is 38. Royal Pains, Reshma Shetty, is 38. Queer as Folk, Randy Harrison's 38. Cloverfield, Jason Serbone, is 38. The Terminator, Judgment Day, Danny Cooksey, is 40. Rapper, Hot In Here. An actor in The Longest Yard, Nelly, is 41. Felon, actress, Marisol Nichols is 42. From Kingsman, The Secret Service, Samantha Womack is 43. The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, Metta Golding, 44. Samantha Ferris is 47. From The Tall Man, actor in Dodgeball, Chris Williams is 48. Take Six singer, Alvin Chia is 48. Friends, David Schwimmer is 49 today. The Bold and the Beautiful, Sean Kanan is 49. Dexter's Lauren Velez is 51. Bull Durham's Jenny Robertson is 52. Silk Stockings, Janet Gunn, 54. Constant Craving singer, Katie Lang is 54. Actor in Trainspotting, Peter Mullen is 56. Dave Matthews Band drummer, singer, Carter Buford is 58. Men in Black 2, Michael Bailey Smith is 58. Right back where we started from, singer Maxine Nightingale is 63. Fight Club, David Andrews is 63. Singer, guitarist, J.D. Souther is 70. Pro Football Hall of Famer Larry Little is 70 from the Miami Dolphins. Keith Emerson from Emerson, Lake & Palmer is 71. The Height Report, Sheer Height is 73. Heart to Heart, Stephanie Powers is 73. Golf champion Dave Stockton is 74. Political commentator Pat Buchanan is 77. Jay and the Americans, Jay Black is 77. And International Tennis Hall of Famer Ken Rosewall, 81. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be right back. There's little Emerson, Lake & Palmer, one of my favorite bands. We'll be right back with more Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Kansas City Royals are being crowned World Series champions for the first time in 30 years. Christian Colon hit a go-ahead RBI single from the top of the 12th to help lead the Royals to a 7-2 win over the Mets in Game 5 from Citi Field in New York. Royals manager Ned Yost says getting back to this spot was their goal from day one.
Everybody came to spring training as determined of a group that I've ever seen, that they were going to get back and they were going to finish the deal this time. So from day one, there was no doubt in my mind that they wouldn't accomplish it.
A full investigation is underway into what caused a Russian airliner to crash in Egypt over the weekend. An executive from the airline said this morning that the only reasonable explanation for the crash is, quote, an external influence. He excluded technical problems and rejected human error as reasons for the incident. The Airbus A321 had more than 220 people on board when it went down Saturday. Former U.S. Senator, Republican presidential candidate, attorney, and actor Fred Thompson has died at the age of 73. This is USA Headline News.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
All right, it's time for the market update. We are finishing up. We just finished up, actually, October. We got Michelle Heide on, and we missed each other a couple of times last week. But how are we doing today, Michelle?
Yes, can't believe it's November, and as you mentioned a few minutes ago off air, it's going to be nice and mild.
Nice and mild. Isn't that weird?
So. That's so weird. Yeah. I was just talking yesterday when we were at the kids' soccer game. The weekend before Thanksgiving, they always do a tournament down by Bordentown, and 2 years ago, it was so cold that they really shouldn't have even had the tournament because everyone was frozen.
Yep.
And then last year, it was pretty mild.
Yep. And then,
so this year we'll have to see.
3 and 4 years ago, we dealt with Irene and Sandy.
Exactly.
It's random as what you get during this time of year, obviously.
Absolutely.
And all right. We were talking last week about October being a scary month. Well, wasn't so scary for the markets, was it?
No, nothing so scary, especially the S&P ended up the month of October up 8.3%.
Wow.
Its best month since a 10.7% gain in October 2011. So 2011 and 2015 were not so spooky after all. But, of course, now the big question is, after coming off of such a good month, what should we expect for November?
There you go.
And, you know, this week we have a whole bunch of economic data that's coming through. This morning we have construction spending. We have the ISM both coming out at 10 o'clock this morning. Later this week we have the jobs report, non-farm payrolls coming out on Friday, you know, and lots of data in between. You know, we continue with earnings season. We had several companies reporting before the bell, Clorox, Estee Lauder, Church & White. They all beat expectations. Visa missed by a tiny bit. And then we have a whole bunch due after the market opens. We had AIG, Allstate, Avis, Fitbit, AMC Entertainment, a little bit of everything. And this morning, when I was listening to Bloomberg, they listed, I would say, at least 7 or 8 companies that are currently in the process of purchasing other companies. They said them so quickly, I didn't even have a chance to catch them all. But same thing, it was a bunch of different sectors across the board,
mm-hmm.
Continuations of some mergers and acquisitions going on there.
Wow.
So that continues. So that means, you know, that there are still some firms out there, obviously, that do have healthy balance sheets that feel that now is still a decent time to be accumulating and acquiring. So that's always a good thing. If we take a look at the Asian Pacific markets, we actually had China manufacturing remaining in a tough spot. They contracted for the 8th straight month in terms of when you look at their economic data. So that pretty much dragged down the whole Asia Pacific region. We take a look at Europe. Europe actually sounds like they had factory orders coming in a little bit better than expected. They also had HSC showing up a 32% profit year over year and higher than expected earnings and profit overall. And then they also had Commerce Bank, which is C-O-M-M-E-R-Z Bank, were trading as much as 6% higher after they reported better than expected earnings as well. So Europe was currently mixed. U.S. markets are up a tiny bit, you know, relatively flat, and I think folks are going to be tuning in to the economic data this week to see if any indications will be given in terms of the Fed raising rates, mm-hmm. Possibly next month. So,
yep.
So we shall see. We'll see how we start this first trading day of November.
On the way over to work today, I heard, I think it was the 1010 Winds reporting some financial business news. And one of the uh-huh. things they had mentioned was that more borrowing has been going on in the last month than quite some time. So that seems to mean that people, A, are looking at good rate. This is business borrowing, by the way. So that means
right.
that interest rates are still low. And they're taking
right.
advantage of it. It also means that I guess the banks are freeing up the restrictions. And three,
right.
it appears that the confidence of the businesses themselves feel compelled to be able to take on some debt to be able to make some real changes. So
right.
that
right.
was all going on. And then in addition to that, they said that finally the Fed's models, I don't know how they're created, by the way, but the Fed's models are starting to see forecast that salaries will be going up in the next couple of months, especially the middle class salaries. Not, you know, remember we've been fighting over minimum wage for like a year and a half, but now we're talking
right,
about
right.
salaries. So the Fed is starting to say that from a U.S. point of view, the United States is poised to continue to move in a positive uphill direction in a good way.
Okay.
On the contrast, there's an article here about the world's economic canary in the coal mine has no good news, and that is South Korea. Now, why is South Korea so important? Well, South Korea does a lot of exporting, and they have had a huge slowdown in October. Now, South Korea makes a lot of products that everybody, including us, buy. And so so now we might have a global slowdown, but it seems like the U.S. is poised for a positive move in a positive direction. And that brings us to the last question, which you brought up just a few minutes ago. Well, somehow we forgot that the Fed still is hanging the quote-unquote rate hike in our midst, and we were fearing that when the rate hike comes that we're going to have this short downdraft of the market prior as soon as it's done. I don't hear much about that anymore. Do you?
No, really haven't heard much about that at all lately. Which is interesting. Especially because when you look historically, if you look at all the charts of how the markets reacted and responded during different rate hike periods, yep. You know, typically there is the initial. But maybe, you know, is it just because this has been lingering on for so long and the markets have already...
we've gotten tired.
You know, getting tired and somewhat have already been building that in? That's the question. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll see what happens.
Exactly. All right.
Good Halloween. You had your fill of candy.
Oh yes, more than our fill of candy.
Right.
Well, waking up with sugar hangovers is never a good thing. No.
Okay. Well, if you'd like,
I didn't eat too much candy.
If you'd like to get rid of it, take it over to Dr. Lowe's over in Walter Ferrand Boulevard, and he'll pay you $1 a pound. And
exactly, that's what the plan is. I had that talk with the kids. I said, "There's no way, as your parents, we should allow you to eat all of this candy, even if it's dollar cost average and spread out over a 12-month period." So let's pick out your favorites and let's do something good and have that donated to the troops and get a couple dollars for yourself.
Cool. There you go. Excellent.
All right.
We'll talk with you, I guess, on Wednesday. You're off tomorrow, right? You got some things going on.
Yes, got a standing meeting tomorrow, so we'll chat again on Wednesday.
All right. Thanks again, Michelle. Have a great November.
You too. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle, Jeannie and Tony do the Some Things About Money show. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning 100 and 100 Chamber Com at 8:30. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll get Mr. Al War on the line. Find out how Al's doing in just a moment. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County, the 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
All right, it's Monday. It's time for Business with Al. Al Warr, independent columnist from the Hunterdon County Democrat, is on the line. And good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Chris. I'm fine, thanks.
All right.
And you?
I'm doing very well. And you just blew me away. I have to say it. I've been sitting here vacillating for 10 or 15 seconds saying, should I? You don't change your clocks. And I find that fascinating.
Well, the computer. I have one clock in the house that goes on the atomic clock. I don't know. I bought it 7 years ago, and it changes by itself.
Yes. Okay.
Every year, twice, and then of course the computer changes. So
okay,
and follow that. But the rest of the clocks in the house, I don't bother.
But you don't pay attention to them, or so you know.
If I glance at them, I'll add an hour or subtract an hour, depending on the season.
I find that fascinating. I really do. You don't have like a thermostat on it or something like that?
No.
Okay. So it's just a clock. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just
you don't question yourself.
A clock here and there to keep me. I have never worn a watch in my whole life. And living in New York City for 20 years or thereabouts, I learned where all the clocks were
mm-hmm.
to glance here and there.
Yep.
It's like learning where the subway stops are. You
yep.
know,
and
the bathrooms.
That's right. Yeah. You need to know where all those things are. I don't wear a watch much anymore myself because I have my cell phone all the time. That's my clock.
That's your clock.
And Verizon puts me on the right time all the time, so that's fine.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, I just find that fascinating. It's so funny how we made the clock change. They said theoretically for the farmers, but you're
for the farmer.
But you're the farmer's son,
I'm
you're not interested in the clock at all.
My dad never bothered with it. He said, "That's ridiculous. Why should we change it?"
There you go. Just goes to show you the BS that's slung around in our society. The agricultural people don't have anything to do with clocks, yet we've changed them for you guys. Okay.
Yeah. It's I don't really know why they continue to do it. It just doesn't make much sense to me. But I suppose it makes sense somewhere. I'm
sure it does. Somebody's got to
make some people happy, then more power to them.
All right.
We get our happiness where we can.
Very good. All right, you do a column for us every week. You do it for the independent, for the Democrat, and we talk a little bit more in depth. And who did you research this week?
Well, I concentrated on Highbridge. With there are a lot of businesses there scattered along Main Street, and the thing I homed in on was Caitlin Overton is a Highbridge native and still lives there, and she writes plays.
Wow.
She and Michael Joel have put together a theater company called No Dominion Theater Company, and they are presenting an original play at Solitude House this weekend and next weekend. There are six performances, so Saturday and Sunday each weekend.
Okay.
Anyway, it struck me that, you know, doing theatrical productions, it's a business.
Yes, it is.
You can write until you're blue in the face and produce plays, but if no one comes, they ain't going to last long.
No, you're absolutely right. It's also a leadership opportunity because you have to make people
perform. Yeah, very much so.
Yep.
I think you've touched on something there. I think it would be good for people who want to go into business to see what they can do with a short play of their own, because it will teach you all kinds of things.
Sure.
Anyway, if you the business of theater is just ask any Broadway producer if it's a business or not.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we've fallen into this attitude, it seems to me, that some types of things, creative stuff, they sort of disparage the business aspect, and you do it at your own peril.
Mm-hmm.
Which, anyway, they're producing a play this weekend called Departure.
Okay.
And it's about, there are four people, I believe, in the play, and they're gathering together, and the play will be presented in Solitude House, which is located just...
You keep bringing up Solitude House, and I'm not sure I'm familiar with it. So what exactly is Solitude
House? Solitude House is a historic place there just outside in Highbridge.
Okay.
And it's located at Seven River Road, and it was first built in the early 1700s and played a very important part in the American Revolution.
Okay.
George Washington was visited once.
George Washington's everywhere, Al. Come on.
He's everywhere, but Aaron Burr visited, and he's not everywhere.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, it has been a museum in the past, but I believe the museum part has closed.
Okay.
But it is still, you can still get in. This play will allow you to get into the place.
Cool.
It has been added to several times over the centuries, and it was the residence of the owner, I believe, or at least the manager of munitions work, which supplied a lot of munitions for the Revolutionary War.
Cool.
Anyway, very historic place there, Solitude House. Mm-hmm. It's on Lake Solitude.
Okay.
And on River Road there, you can't miss it.
And so the
play is about three individuals who grow up and are moving on or trying to transition from into adulthood with all the doubts and fears and obstacles and how living in the homes they grew up in affect the dream of their future and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I won't give away the whole play. You need to go and see it, but there'll be two productions on this Saturday, 2 and 5:30, I believe, and then again on Sunday at 2.
Okay.
And then the thing repeats the following weekend.
All right, so it'll be on both weekends, and we can catch it.
Both weekends. Yeah, you can go on Facebook, facebook.com, No Dominion Theater, N-O-D-O-M-I, Theater, and you can read about it there, and buy tickets or make reservations or whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Get more information.
Excellent.